there, and welcome to this, the 19th episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And what we're talking about today is, this is the time of the year, and talking about Thanksgiving, but we want to talk about thankfulness in spite of MS. Is that possible?
I think at certain times, no, it's not possible to be thankful for anything when you're living with this disease. But if you can step back and think about more than just the disease, there's a lot to be thankful for. That's my opinion, but what do you think?
Well, I obviously, yes, I think it's possible to be thankful in any situation. Is that bad? To find the bright, I guess it's maybe thankful is different from finding bright spots or positive notions, moments.
I think being thankful is knowing, funny, things could always be worse. And I think when you're living with multiple sclerosis, as deep and dark and scary and lonely as it can be at times, you can always say things could be worse. And you realize that you have a lot to be grateful for and thankful for. And I hope in doing this tonight, just talking about this whenever you're listening, you will see how Dan and I are thankful. And maybe look at your own situation and realize how much you have to be thankful for.
And I think that's something that comes out, and we talk about being a couple takes on MS. I mean, I'm living with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, and I've had the disease for pushing 22 years now. And so it's just so odd to say that I'm still hopeful, and I'm hopeful in spite of the disease. And I therefore am thankful in spite of the disease. How about you? Where are you coming from there?
I have been living with, as a matter of fact, I just celebrated my 24th anniversary. I've been living with multiple sclerosis for 24 years, which is funny in a conversation in and of itself. A lot of people don't remember their diagnosis day, but I celebrate it every year. Just like, yeah, I'm still doing this and I'm still moving forward. So I celebrated my 24th anniversary Sunday.
Sunday the 14th.
Yes, Sunday, congratulations. November 14th. Thank you. And it means I've been living with the disease for more than half of my life. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when I was 23. Now 47, and I'm not ashamed to admit that because I feel like a champion that I've lived with this disease this long. And my MS is secondary progressive, and I imagine you all can probably gather that I'm using a wheelchair. I have not been able to walk for 20 years.
19.
Yeah,
because we met and you had just stopped walking a few months before we met.
Which I always think is a funny phrase, and you're using exactly what I would have said. I didn't make the conscious decision like, oh, I think I'm going to stop walking today.
I'm just not today.
Just don't feel like doing it, and that's just overrated. And I think I'll keep my shoes nice longer if I don't put them on the ground. So yeah, it's been 19 years. You just said that. And any of you out there listening who are living with multiple sclerosis, you know the cognitive things where Dan can say you've been not walking for 20 years. See, I did it again.
19, dude.
19. I don't know. And fatigue and then the cognitive. I don't ever like to use that.
But you round up. 19 is, it might as well be 20.
It's a good number to round up. I agree. So, anywho.
But you digress.
I do, and I do that a lot. That's just kind of the nature of the beast when I'm talking with you about life with multiple sclerosis. But I am thankful. Strangely, I think that the disease gave me a reason to get my stuff together, get my priorities straight, get my focus, what really mattered. And that's some of my thankfulness.
Giving thanks, and it's like something that we can do every day. But it's like, I ask you then, Jennifer, when Thanksgiving hits with that holiday, and my mom actually, because we always made fun of it, because as little kids, we will never forget. We went to my aunt and uncle's for Thanksgiving, as we always did. And so we pray, but then there was this thing where we were all given a piece of corn, like dry piece of field corn, and we passed around a bowl, and you passed around the bowl, and you had to put in the bowl your piece of corn and say what you were thankful for.
How sweet.
How Hallmarky.
How Hallmarky, how Americana.
And I guess that holiday just gives you the excuse, reason, rationale to pause and think about being thankful. If we had a bowl, and I gave you
me my own piece of corn.
Your own piece of dried field corn.
Yay.
To drop in the bowl. What would you say you're thankful for this year?
As always, I'm thankful for you.
Well, thank you.
I'm thankful for my family.
Okay, you only had one piece of corn.
Oh, well, no. Come on, dude. Give me two pieces of corn. All right, I'm going to give you a piece of corn.
But obviously you, of course. But no, if we had like a dozen kernels, really the question is, how easy is it for you now, ye who hath lived with multiple sclerosis for over half of your life, how easy is that for you, or how difficult is that for you to be able to take that dried piece of field corn and put it into a bowl and even get the nerve up to say you're thankful for something? Or is it easier than one would realize?
Well, it's not like I'm going to take my piece of field corn and say, ooh, I'm thankful I have multiple sclerosis. If I did that, I think I would make portion of the nearly 1 million Americans living with multiple sclerosis like kung fu their whatever device they're listening to this podcast on. But I am somewhat thankful for MS. I mean, that's how I met you. If I hadn't been diagnosed with this disease, I never would have gone to the program where we met back in 2002. If I wasn't diagnosed with MS, I wouldn't. I don't know. I mean, that kind of put glasses on my face to make me see my life a little more clearly. So I am thankful for MS, but only because we're doing the show and I'm thinking, being really reflective. I mean, you know, when you have those poopy moments where you're like, there's not a good thing about this disease. So I don't know. What about you? I mean, are you thankful for the disease, or are you thankful for more than just, I mean, is your life more than multiple sclerosis?
That's a great question. Is it more than multiple sclerosis? We have these discussions often, that with the podcast, with the blogs, with the writing, with everything else we do, I don't know as though my life is multiple sclerosis so much as I'm not thankful that I have multiple sclerosis, but I am thankful for what I've done in spite of it. I'm thankful that I've had the support system, I've had the open-mindedness to at least see things in different ways. Because yeah, if it's just the reality, if I had not shifted my frame of mind or thinking and found other ways to look at things, yeah, this calling what it is, I mean, this sucks. Multiple sclerosis is not a happy place to be. I'm thankful that I've been able to see things beyond that. And you had made the reference to glasses where you just see things. And it's not like rose-colored glasses to say everything's rainbows and unicorns and happiness, because it's a challenge. But just that I'm thankful that I've been able to rise above what the MS is. I mean, I have challenges every day with the disease. I'm not ashamed to say that. But just that the ability to look beyond the disease.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's a good point. Look beyond the disease. And we both are more than multiple sclerosis, but this disease gets a huge, huge role in our life. And I think it doesn't define us, but I would be a liar if I said that it didn't have a pretty big part in who we are. And I'm not ashamed of that. And I'm comfortable to say that it has a big part that I let it have. You know, if I were shying away and never talking about it, I think it would get me in a different way. I control, to use a phrase that's so overused, I control the narrative. You know, I let multiple sclerosis, or I like to think that, because I'm taking a disease-modifying therapy because of my exercise and the things that we do. So I feel like I try to incorporate the disease in my life. But, yeah.
Well, rather than life incorporating, MS incorporating you, it's different. I mean, because, yeah, everything that we do that involves multiple sclerosis, the bulk of that is our own choosing. We choose to do that. And
then it goes back to choice. And I you know, we have this choice that we could have just sat down and put our heads in our hands and said, I don't want to deal with this. I'm just going to ignore it, or I'm going to be sad about it. But we have that choice that we're going to handle the disease the best way we know how. And we are going to think that we have some control. We're going to try and keep that. And that's what I think. If you're newly diagnosed or if you're struggling with the disease, don't let the disease control you. Even, you know, I haven't walked for 19 years. I don't drive. I have difficulty feeding myself. I need help to use the bathroom. And those are the realities of my multiple sclerosis. But I still feel like I have enough control because I don't let the disease keep me from moving forward, from having a podcast, from getting married, from, you know, just living my life. So I think that's important if you're having a dark day or feeling like you just can't go on. See what you can control, even if it's turning on a light switch. Boom, that's an accomplishment. Celebrate the small things. Be thankful for what you can still do.
And I like that. And I think we will talk about the things that we are thankful for and how we're able to continue to be thankful in spite of this disease when we come back. So here we are, and what we're talking about now is just like, what are we thankful for? I mean, beyond the fact that, yes, I have the most perfect, beautiful wife.
Thank you, and I have the cutest, smartest, most charming husband.
Okay, everybody else.
Just stop throwing up. In your mouth.
You know, when you're talking about, like, you living with multiple sclerosis for half of your life, I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
A big, big chunk of it. It's just like, how are you thankful in spite of the disease?
I think you and I are both thankful for some of the amazing people we have met because of the disease. You know, unfortunately, our podcast producer, Ryan, is not with us tonight, but I'm thankful for him. He's an incredible person that we would not have met and shared an ice cream sandwich with a bajillion years ago if it was not for sharing our story about multiple sclerosis. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the friends that we've met in support groups or virtual and online. So I'm thankful for the support that we've got. How about you?
I'm thankful for the ability to see things. I kind of alluded to it earlier, but just thankful that I'm able to stop and just see things. I mean, we always talk about stopping and smelling the roses, and it's like that's not really what I'm alluding to, but it's just like more just being able to, I guess it's the appreciation of things, appreciate the little things, appreciate the ice cream sandwich, appreciate just the smell of coffee that much more in the morning, just how much, or appreciate just the sunrise, sunset, you know, just things. I appreciate that you talk about things with multiple sclerosis and how it affects your vision, you know, optic neuritis or, oh, I can't see. I can only see out of one eye because of an accident when I was 11 months old, you know, and so I have like half of the amount of opportunities to see as most people who can see out of both eyes. And so I'm thankful that optic neuritis has never been a thing for my multiple sclerosis. And so I don't ever really tell you about this stuff. I mean, not that I hold things back from you, but it's just like that I can see, you know, I got up this morning, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I got up this morning and there was just such, it was like our room was orange. And it's because the sun was coming up. And I had to go out and just take a picture of it. And I just, yeah, I've never told you that, but it's like, that's what I do. I mean, I see that and just appreciate the fact that I can see the sunrise. You know, I can see the sunset, but we've had this debate of sunrise versus sunset, but I love the sunrise because it shows, and it's just like the opportunity and potential of what today has in store. And I mean, that's all that, speaking of Hallmarky with her dried dried piece of field corn,
you, but it's just you like, come by it honest enough,
but it is, it's just like those things. And so yeah, I appreciate, you know, and so I'm thankful for my greater and deeper appreciation for just the things that are so easy to take for granted.
That's really beautiful. I mean, that's nice. That kind of got me a little choked up.
I didn't mean to do that, but no, it just
no,
like, but
that's, I mean, that's sincere. And
I don't just go out and take pictures of the sunrise so I have something to put on social media, dude. I just like, because, and that's the thing. It's like, you're laying in bed. You can't get out of bed without my help, but it's just like, I help you to get up that sunrise, that blip of just vibrant orange is going to be gone. So I go out and I take a picture just so you can see it.
That's really sweet. And I'm thankful.
But the dang camera doesn't capture the stuff.
Doesn't do justice. Yeah, but I'm thankful, you know, for awesomeness, for someone that like you that wants to capture that moment so I can see it. I'm thankful for the people at the grocery store that see a woman struggling in her wheelchair to try and reach something up on a shelf far higher than she can reach, and they just grab it and don't even sweat it. They wait for me to ask. No, they'll just grab it and hand it to me, or to the young college students on the campus at CMU that opened doors for me, like, you know, 20 feet in front of me, and just those little gestures. I'm thankful for those, and you have to appreciate moments like that. So, wow, that was just really deep what you said about the sunrise. And
but those are, yeah, those are the things, and you're thankful for that. I'm thankful for the reality that, you know, I can still taste, or that we can eat food. I'm thankful for the food we have. I mean, we see so much when we're watching news stories and stuff, and just where people don't have the food, and it's just like how easy, or people in other countries don't have water, and we can go to the fridge, we can go to the faucet, anywhere. It's just like, it's, do we want more? Absolutely. Who doesn't want more? But it's just like, you know, it's just thankful that I can appreciate, that I have a greater appreciation just for the basic necessities.
And along with the basic necessities, I'm thankful for innovation.
Yeah.
Getting it back to multiple sclerosis, it's been on my mind. As I've talked about before, I'm going to start using Botox to treat my neurogenic bladder in like a week. I will have my first Botox injection, and I'm so blown away by that innovation. Who would have ever thought that medicine that would be useful for my multiple sclerosis? Sure, I could probably put it in a few crow's feet around my face or some wrinkles on my forehead, but this drug has the potential to help my bladder, because the medicine that's on the market isn't working as well as I would like it. But just for the sheer fact that there are so many different medicines available to try and calm down my hyperactive bladder, or medicines, geez, what, 25 disease-modifying therapies now?
Exactly.
When you think about 24 years ago when I was diagnosed, there were only 3 drugs and they were all injections. And now we have disease-modifying therapies to treat multiple sclerosis that are oral, along with injections you can get.
Infusions.
So innovation, I'm thankful for that. And of course, we're thankful for puppies and kitties. we're thankful for our four-legged friends. We're just thankful for the animals and the companions that we're lucky enough to have.
And but, I think, go ahead.
No, I was just blah, blah, blahing about waxing nostalgic about pets.
But pets give you the companionship, and they give you, it makes it, when we, through our podcast producer, Ryan, we're taking care of, fostering, adopting, whatever.
We still haven't worked that out.
No, yeah, consult to episode 18 where we had this big discussion about it. But anyway, but it's just that you have the pets that give you something that makes your existence greater than you. It's like, you know, it's you and me together, but I mean, having another living being that's dependent on us makes it feel like I'm more like we're needed, if that makes sense.
I would imagine a lot of people who have children know exactly what we're talking about, but you and I, we've never had kids. So we have pets, and Bean is, you know, we had Cooper for a number of years, and unfortunately he passed away. He was our cat. And now we have Bean welcome into our life, and he's going to become a member of our family, whether he wants it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably does, because he knows there's food at the end of the day. Yeah. But it's just nice to have that companion. So puppies and kitties. And now I've said so much things that I'm thankful for.
I'm thankful for music. However, wherever, whatever level of music, obviously everyone's going to say, oh, Digman likes the Springsteen. Yeah, I do. And that's huge. But it's all the music, everything that like brings your spirits up, you know, helps console you. And I think those are things, and that's where just this, you know, being able to hear that, and just, you know, I'm blowing my eardrums out with a lot of music. I need to be careful with that, but it's the music. I think the biggest thing, as we're talking about being thankful in spite of multiple sclerosis, is just knowing that the thankfulness and recollection and the pausing to be thankful doesn't just happen then in November every year. I mean, it's just something to make that conscious choice when we wake up in the morning. It's just like, because there's a lot of bad things and there's lots of things that I just don't want to get out of bed because there's so much happening. But it's like just to have those moments where you're grateful, you're thankful for what happens every morning. So is that a very Hallmarky kind of thing? But and again, living with multiple sclerosis it's a challenge and it's difficult. And I don't want to sugarcoat and make it sound like this is easy and stuff. It's a challenge. But I think even when things are challenging, it's still important to find things and reasons to be thankful. So we will take a quick break. And when we come back, we will have our moments of joy.
At the end of the day, we've been thankful this whole time, but I don't think thankfulness and joy cannot exist on the same show. So I'm curious for you, Dan Digman, what's your moment of joy?
Oh, I love how you flip that then. I thought you'd like go right into your moment of joy. Now I'm on the spot. What we had for dessert tonight. I mean, just that Jennifer she and her caregiver had sliced up a bunch of apples just so that we would have apples. Jennifer and I would have apples to eat, to snack on and stuff. And so we'd had this big tub of apples in the fridge for probably the last 4 or 5 days. And you're just thinking, okay, they're going to go bad. We need to do something with it. And just that I came out during a break at work today and the house smelled just perfect. And they went and they made an apple crisp. And so nothing's better. Nothing says fall. Nothing says comfort. Just especially now that it's getting like cold. We had snow this last weekend. And I mean, it's supposed to warm up a little bit. But just having an apple crisp in the oven and then be able to eat it with whipped cream for dessert.
That's very, very sweet and Hallmarky.
This is dedicate this episode to Norman Rockwell.
Very much. And
yeah.
And my moment of joy, I feel incredibly selfish because my moment of joy is purely, my goodness, I graduated from college a long time ago. And my moment of joy is, I know people can say really bad stuff about social media, but social media makes the world a smaller place. And I have a sorority sister from college from a lifetime ago, and I have not seen this beautiful woman in all these years, and because of social media, our paths crossed, and my dear friend Angel and I were able to get together this weekend, and it was joyful and just really nice to see, even though it's been over 20 years, we got together and we just talked and caught up, and it was just nice. And just for me, that was my moment of joy, just to have a couple of hours where I knew clearly I was not that young college girl, but it was just nice to catch up with an old friend. So that's my moment of joy this week.
I was excited for you. That was fun for you. And it's like, meanwhile, I sat out here and watched the Lions and their football game in a tie, but
that was kind of joyful. They didn't lose.
Yes. So thank you all for taking the time to join us on this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. And hopefully you will find a way, in spite of this disease, to be thankful for the good that is in your life. So until next time, we are A Couple Takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman.
And I'm Jennifer Digman.
And I'm walking.
I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. Take care.